Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video, click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Spotlight on things that I like. No, I don't know. It's time to talk, before we get rolling here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
It's time to talk a little beer. And we are going to welcome a brewer, a master brewer, a gentleman who was part of a very, very successful craft brewery up here in Bangor, Maine. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Andrew Andy Gagan. Andy, are you there?
Yay, what's going on?
Andy, good to have you on the show. Before we get started, absolutely true story. I am in Hannaford's, as they pronounce it up here. I'm in Hannaford's grocery store.
We were at the Hannaford's.
The Hannaford. You got to go to the Hannaford in Bangor, Maine. This is, gentlemen, you guys don't even know this because I haven't told you the story yet. I am in the Bangor grocery store yesterday, and I walk in, and I walk by where just less than a week ago there was a display case of this beer that I talked about on the show called Smiling Irish Bastard, and it's not there. Not unusual in a grocery store. They move them around. They hop around all over the place. Then I start my search because I am not only knowing that I'm going to have Andrew on the show today from Gagan's Brewery, but I want to have the beer that put him on the map with me, which is Smiling Irish Bastard. And I go in and I start my search. There are no the display cases, the specialty cases that they have there. They're not there. I go to the beer section. It's not there. I see my wife and she sees me with this like little childlike look on my face where I say, oh my God, where's the Smiling Irish Bastard? I said, Carla, they don't have it. She said, well, it's probably sold out. I said, no, it's not going to be sold out. There's no way it's going to be sold out. I was here a week ago. They had lots of this stuff. And I go up to the front and I ask the manager, and I say to the manager, do you have any of the Gagan's Brewery Smiling Irish Bastard? And he laughs and says, oh, you too? He said, they are sold out. They have continued to sell out. They have been selling out on a regular basis. And then the other three managers converge. They all know what this brew is about. And then the last guy says, we just called them, and I think they're going to get 10 cases over here in an hour. That is how popular this Smiling Irish Bastard beer is. And now that's my introduction for you, Andrew Gagan. And Andrew, are you the younger brother? Which one are you?
Like 13 Gagans. I'm actually the next generation. Yeah,
okay,
I'm the next generation. So I'm the son. The brothers refer to my dad and two uncles. They've been running the pub for a long time now. My grandfather started the pub, Gagan's Pub, right in Bangor in 1975. Actually, July 1st is going to be our 40th anniversary there.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I came back into the family business after a few years away, getting a science degree and a theology degree and doing all kinds of stuff. As my parents told me, I didn't want to be in the restaurant business, and it turns out I did. And we came back in and started brewing some beer. It's been about 4 years now, when we were just a small brew pub for a long time, and this year we've taken that jump and starting to put some very coveted bottles onto the market.
Well, they are coveted, and I will tell you something. I knew nothing of Gagan's. I knew nothing of you. I knew nothing of anything to do, really, with the craft brewing industry in Maine until I walked into that grocery store, and it screamed at me, Smiling Irish Bastard just jumped off the shelf.
You bought it based on the name and the artwork, really.
Totally bought it based on the name. I told the story, Andrew, of getting it home, popping her open, and oh my God, I think that might be the perfect storm for you guys, and I'm sure you're hearing it as well. The name gets people because it's just hysterical, and then people take a pull on it, and it's absolutely phenomenal beer.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate both of those things. You know, we don't we don't run an Irish pub for 40 years without having a good sense of humor and some stories to tell and some down home kind of history to tell. So that was kind of where we started off with the naming. And then it's been a labor of love to really put out the highest quality product that we can do. And you know, it's really exciting for us to see it out in the stores and hopefully expanding beyond just the Bangor region pretty soon.
Now, is that the goal? Do you want to get it out there? And before I go on to that, I want to ask you about the name itself of this beer, Smiling Off Irish Bastard, based on this guy, Officer Bernie Welch. Real guy? Real story behind
real
this
guy?
Guy?
Yeah, real guy. Bernie Welch is my great uncle. He's my dad's uncle. He was foolish enough to marry, a Gagan woman. I don't know why that seems like a good choice, but he married a Gagan woman. He married my grandfather's sister, and he was a real deal. He was a Bangor cop working the beat down in the mean streets of Bangor, and actually his son Bobby Welch went on to become a Bangor police officer as well. Have a good legacy of serving the community.
Wow,
that
pretty
is
amazing.
Incredible. That is.
But I guess they tell me that picture is about as big as he ever smiled. So
okay, so the smiling Irish bastard. That you know, where did the smiling part come from? Because I picture a guy. You know, you write on the side of the six pack that he had the nightstick and he'd wipe the. Is that because he would wipe smiles off people's faces, or was he a hard ass? What was the deal with this guy?
You know, I never really knew him, but from the story, he was a great guy, but took his gig seriously and really was quite an enforcer there in some tough times in Bangor.
I got the impression that might have been something that he referred to some of his clients. You smiling Irish
probably.
Bastard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe his brother-in-law. I don't know.
That's right. I'll take this nightstick. I'll wipe that smile off your face, you Irish bastard. That's the way it goes right there.
Well, it's good stuff. Oscar, I know you wanted to ask Andrew. We're talking to Andrew Gagan from Gagan Brothers Brewery in Bangor, Maine, where I now consider myself a part-time resident. Not in Bangor. I'm in Hancock. But go ahead, Oscar.
One, you should know that Smiling Irish Bastard pairs well with Gagan's Wings, according to their website.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah.
There.
And he's not even panis. Yeah. He's not even panis.
Also, well, what I think it's interesting because craft beer has exploded across the country as of the last 3 to 4 years. They're
right.
Everywhere. And Gagan seems to have had a head start because they've been doing this for 40 years, right? And now you've come to market. What I think it's interesting is that when you actually want to make a great beer, you have to have the right environment. Rob and I were talking about this
exactly.
before the show. And the environment, you have to have the right water. You have to have everything just right to make a great brew.
It's a balancing act.
How did you guys realize that you were in the right area of the country, one? And two, what was the leap like just from being a brewery to actually getting into stores and bottling?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been brewing now for 4+ years, and it's been... it's been a lot of learning too. I mean, we were running a nice pub and doing a good job with that. And this was really the fruits of that labor turning into a new offshoot. I came in from a home brewing background, and we brought some help in from a really talented head brewer that helped us get it off the ground and teach us what it's like to go from home brewing to commercial. And he has since left and we're operating it ourselves. And it really, Bangor, the whole area has wonderful water resources, which is number one, most important. And then a great history in the Northeast of people making craft beer, making really good craft beer for a really long time. And the Bangor scene was really, in a lot of ways, just poised to be the next market that was going to explode with it. Portland, if you're following the craft beer
Portland's huge.
It's just
absolutely
huge, and some fantastic breweries. And Bangor had a couple, and we were growing. But it's just been amazing to see, even the last few years, the explosion. I mean, I think we were the 29th brewery that opened in the state of Maine, and we're now at 63.
Wow!
So in just a few years, we've seen the whole industry explode, and it's a cool industry based a lot around community and grassroots and local and a lot of camaraderie amongst the brewers too. It's not as competitive as some industries are.
Beyond the water, it seems that the entire craft brew industry is based in New England or the northeast part of the United States. What other factors lead to
that?
Well,
no, I mean, they've got a pretty good West Coast operation.
But, I mean, it seems like it's just so dense up there. Why does it prosper there? Is it a mindset? Is it a mental thing? Is it the way you people, the people of Maine think?
We're all alcoholics, Rob. That's really good.
Well, you explained it. Thank you.
Well, we like our craft beer for sure. But, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, there's a lot of history in New England. There's a lot of longstanding history and a lot of pride of place that happens. And craft beer really plays into that very well, where people are excited about their community's brewery and they want to support their community's brewery. So there are a number of small towns that have their own brewery that really are probably small enough towns that in many places in the country wouldn't be able to support it. But everybody rallies behind that local small business and wants it to do well and gets excited about it.
You know, that's
how big,
that's
how big
classic.
Do you want to get? Do you want to get like Sam Adams big? Do you want to do that? Is that the goal? I mean, do you think in terms like that or do you have a plan?
You know, you have to have a plan. I mean, you can't do anything in business without having a good clear cut plan. But my plan really, and our plan as a company is to pour our heart and soul into our market, into our northern and eastern Maine market. We're not even sending beer down to southern Maine yet, and we don't plan to real soon. But my goal is to really support this local scene, to really grow the northern and eastern Maine craft beer world. And then we'll see. You know, I don't want to work hard to go into any other market. If another market wants our product, it might show up there. But the only market I want to work really hard for is my backyard. And that's what we're kind of
Well, let's talk for a second, Andrew. What about my backyard? Because I didn't have the time.
Here
and
we go.
I'm more than willing to promote how it would someone who was out in, say, Sacramento, California, listening to us right now, would they be able to, how would they get their hands on some of your stuff? Can you get it to people that aren't, in
local,
the northeastern Maine area?
Unfortunately, in the beer world, we cannot direct ship our product. So it's something we get asked all the time. But what you'll find out there, and just search the internet for it, it's really easy. There are all kinds of beer swap sort of websites and forums and things where if somebody wants this product, I'm sure there's somebody in this market that can get that product, and they probably want to try something from your market that they can't get. And there's a lot of that sort of swapping going on. Kind of behind the scenes in the beer world.
That's cool.
I think that would make a great reality show on ABC.
What about a
beer swap? Celebrity beer swap.
Right? Yeah, celebrity beer swap.
What about a private tour for a world famous DJ? His name's Mike O'Mara. He's got some time on the weekends. I imagine you do as well.
Who would show up for the tour with a big empty cup and just say, "Show me around, buddy"?
You come on by. We'll light it up. It'll be a good time.
I look forward to meeting you, Andrew. I want to mention this weekend. It's the Bangor Beer Festival that's going to be on the Bangor waterfront, and I'm sure you're gonna have a pretty strong presence there, right, Andrew?
Yeah, we'll be there in full force, and it's a great beer festival. Pretty much all local breweries that are showcasing their wares, some really small breweries that are up and coming, some real big breweries from the Portland market are going to come up, and we'll be right there in the mix.
Hey. That's cool. And on his website, I didn't tell you guys this, I went to this Facebook page. Are you a preacher? Are you a congregational minister?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Look at you.
That's wow, incredible. You know what? Well, you know, he turns water into beer. That's only one step away.
Hey.
Watch out, Rob.
Yes. How dare you?
Yes.
Better man, I was gonna ask you, for your social scene, is there ever a time where, you know, being part of the ownership family,
right,
you can say, "Hey guys, you know, we've got a new brew out. Why don't you come on by and test it and taste it and see what you think?" And it's like a small focus group, but you get to do it with your friends. I imagine that happens a lot.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I mean, we have our pest lounge where the brewery crew gets to play around. Anybody on our brewing staff can test batch anything they want to try, any new recipe, any new sort
Pretty
of
cool.
Ingredient.
Yeah.
And we sit around and critique it, and if it makes the cut, we'll try and make it.
And here's a big question, because I really do like this stuff, and I'm going to get some more of it, and I hope you still keep brewing it. Have you noticed a tremendous response to this particular Smiling Irish Bastard beer that you have?
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's just been out of control. We have actually plans for a lot more products going out into the market, but we still haven't even gotten over the top of the demand for this one product. The basket is just flying out the door.
Yeah, keep ruining it. Keep ruining it. It's too good. Yeah, you don't want to stop doing that. I want to see it next year too, Andrew. I want to see that next year. I'm going to see that in my refrigerator, and I'm glad you get it down to the Ellsworth area too. Make sure you get it down to Ellsworth. Okay, you can at least get it.
I will.
You can at least get the damn stuff down to Ellsworth. I'm sorry for saying damn. I know you're
He's
a preacher.
He's a guest.
I know, but you know what? It's all. It's really, this is not because, he's that special. The fact is, I love this beer.
I understand.
That's the reason I interviewed the guy. That's it. But Andrew,
well, you gotta come by. We're not too far away. You gotta come by and check out the place and see the behind the scenes a little bit.
I'll introduce myself and look forward to meeting you, Andrew Gagan from Gagan Brothers Brewery. Good luck. I think you got some good product there, and I wish you the very best of luck. And since you are a minister, God bless you as well, Andrew. I wanted to share
you
that.
As well. You as well. Thank you. Yeah, right. Thank you.
And, take care.
Thanks That's for, Andrew. For taking the time, guys.
Thank you, Andrew. Take
care. That's right. That's and really, it is good stuff. I'm going to have to get your other radio partner a six-pack of that. I want to get his, because you say he
good
is
call.
A
oh,
he's
a connoisseur.
Turbo craft.
Connoisseur, my friend. Connoisseur. 6.0 ABV, by the way.
Wow.
I forgot he said this.
No wonder you like it.
Well, you know what?
They don't sell 6.0 in Virginia.
I think it's technically a barley wine, isn't it?
Yes. You can't. There's something about 6.0 in Virginia that they sell it, but you can't pour it. The fact
it's 6.0 ABV alcohol by volume?
Yes.
Wow.
That's why I felt that way on Sunday. Now I get it, Rob Spiewak. You can start the show, for God's sake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sometimes you wonder why they can't do something that seems simple. I like a cup of black coffee after a meal. I'm amazed at how impossible this is for me to communicate. I don't think I could say it any more clearly. Would you like anything else, sir? Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please. How'd you like that coffee? How would I like the black coffee? Can you put it in a cup? Yeah, don't just splash it on my face. Would you like cream and sugar with that? Is it black cream? If not, I'll take it blackety black black. Filled with blackness, devoid of all light. Think of the blackest thing you can imagine and double that blackness and take a black magic marker and fill in the gaps and put that into a black rocket ship and shoot that into the depths of black space and close your eyes and use that as a reference.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Father's Day, right around the corner.
Yes.
You know you love your dad. Face it, he probably made you the man that you are today. Chances are he even taught you how to shave. I think most dads teach their sons how to shave.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my grandfather gave me the fake shave where the electric razor had a cover on it. And I used to pretend shave all the time. But he should have used a regular razor. And if he was going to do that, he should have gone to Harry's.
Sure.
Sign up Dad for his very own shave plan. Just remember the TMOS code, and you're going to save $5 at Harry's. We love this company. You're going to love it, too. You'll be giving Dad the gift of never having to buy razors at a store ever again. The shave plan will ship you fantastic, high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month. Rob has the shave plan.
I love it.
He loves it. You've been using it for a very long time. Deliveries are custom to your routine, so you never run out of blades. Harry's Shave Plan is the stress-free way to give the great gift this year with no lines and no hassles, and you don't have to pay those drugstore prices.
No.
Don't wait. Today is the last day to order your Father's Day set and get it in time for the holiday, so order now. Is Father's Day this Sunday?
Sunday, the 21st.
Coming up, man.
Sunday, yeah. I wonder if I'll get anything. Not. Anyway, so order now.
Wow.
Harry's shave plan is already a great value, and if you can get additional savings, you can enter the code TMOS at checkout. Go to harrys.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off your first shipment when you sign up today for a shave plan. Remember the code TMOS. That'll save you $5 on a gift that'll last a lifetime. Harrys.com and the code TMOS. Give Dad the gift of a better shave. Well, thank you for indulging me, gentlemen. I truly, truly appreciate that.
True passion.
On a way. And really, yesterday, just a confirmation. I didn't know this guy from Adam. I didn't know the brewery.
Right.
It was so hysterical yesterday. And I hope I was able to articulate the fact that when the guys came in the grocery store, there are three guys all looked like me at various stages of my life. It was Schlub, Schlubby, Grandpa Schlub. And they all came. They converged. Every one of these guys, I think he's right about that scene up there, that the town knows this company and they're into it.
Well, you know, that is very much like the way small towns are in Germany. Every German town will have a church, a castle, and a brewery, and they support their own brewery. Yeah.
But what you have to, and this is something I learned a few years ago, when your favorite beer gets in stock, you have to get as much of it as you can while it's in stock.
He said that if they said that the Hannaford was going to get like 10 cases.
10 cases within
nothing.
The hour, and that's going to be gone.
That's
so when you go, if you can handle it, and I know that you like just picking up a six-pack and then heading home and going
right,
back.
Right, exactly.
Grab some boxes,
the
baby.
The ideal would be, and I've done this in the past, when I've had a favorite just of a season,
sure,
I've actually called the store and said, when we were with Oakton Wine Shop, I would call them and I'd say, Brian, get me three cases, put them to the side. I'll come pick them up this weekend.
Yeah,
because
that's what you
I
have
will
to
do that. The ABV, though, I'll be honest with you. When you said that at the very end of the interview, it did make sense to me. It was like a little dinger went off in my head where I said, "Oh,
that makes sense."
And once again, that whole IPA thing, because they're new to me. They're not new to you, Oscar. They're new to me. And Rob, have you ever indulged in the whole craft
brew
thing? Yeah,
I have. And occasionally, I find one I like, and sometimes I find one I just say, this is not my scene. The thing is that I've drank Beck's for so long that that's really just the flavor I like. I'm not averse to experimenting.
If you like Beck's, you could fall in love.
I'm sure
all the people
that
I know, you could fall in love with some of these beers. And again, you're talking to a whiskey guy, right? I'm a whiskey guy.
Yeah.
Whiskey, Mike, over the last
4 years, I've had so much experience with these craft brews.
Right.
That your palate just evolves and you learn to fall in love with what you know you can handle. Now,
and I know that there's different like flavor portraits that you can seek out.
I think I know what I like. I think I can give you one that's in there because this has it, and they mention it. It's that grapefruit, citrusy kind of quality that they put in this, and I've said that before. That seems to be my go-to. Nice. You were going to say something, though.
Well,
Oscar,
I just said that you can also find an all-day IPA, and the
and that's a lower,
may have one.
Lower alcohol.
Something in the fours, and you could actually drink that. Because this will knock you on your ass.
Where's
right?
the fun in that, though?
Well, Mike, you know that there is a German style of brew called the Kolsch that they invented for lunch. Because, when Germans want to have a beer for lunch, they don't want necessarily something that's going to have, I don't know what Germans, where they work, I guess like a missile factory.
But you don't want to go
back there and be drunk.
I know it now because I've read about it, and there's an article in Down East Magazine up here in Maine about all these craft brews, and I think another article that I read had something to do with the all-day IPA, so I know what it is now. When it's called an all-day IPA, that means they lower the alcohol volume, and of course, my mindset, based on my career of binging, I will go by the all-day IPA, and I'm like, yeah, all right. And I'll just keep walking by it because it just doesn't do it for me.
But you have to think of it this way.
Great over cereal.
If you want a full-flavored beer, right? And
well, I'm definitely like moving in that direction now because of this stuff.
The Smiling Irish Bastard is one of those beers that you know what you're getting into. But if you're hanging out with your cousins and everybody's, you can't just dole these out and hope like everything's going to be okay within 3 or 4 hours.
Be a fight.
Something's
I'm new to the game,
out.
Man.
Well, that's
I'm
what happens. Something's
going to
break
it.
out. You're talking to a guy who's drinking I think, a 5.8, 5.9 in Virginia, and it was like my new, I was like, oh, this is great.
Keep in mind, Mike, the all-day IPA is still probably a little stronger than a Miller Lite.
It is, but it
and it's got full flavor,
it doesn't
though.
Creep up on you like whiskey
does. Well, you were saying, though, you said you're drinking it all day. I think
at an event, and I remember by the end of the 2 hour, by the way, the event was 4 or 5 hours, but within 2 hours, I was like, I'm pretty effed up.
Yeah, I've had that like, happen with this stuff.
This is so, why am I so effed up? And I'm like, oh, you know, it's probably just me. I need some food. No, it's the amount of 5.9 ABV alcohol I've been drinking like it was water sometimes they actually taste like candy, right? Yeah. These
and you have
beers.
To pay attention. Yeah,
do not pay attention because we're so used to drinking this horrible beer, by the way.
Yeah, right,
exactly. That's it. That's exactly what it
if
is.
You do not pay attention. You could find yourself in a place where you're like, man, I really want to enjoy this party, but I got to go home.
Yeah, it happened to me. I was drinking.
I don't want
to
be there, Oscar. No, no, I really don't want to be there.
I was drinking a craft brew at a movie. And it was, I think it was at the Alamo, and they just kept bringing them and bringing them and bringing them. I didn't realize it was a triple bock. Yeah. And by the end of the movie, I was in tears. I said, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I don't know what happened. I'd only had like 6 beers. And for me, that's just like getting started. But then I did the math. I'd had like a case and a half.
It'll kick your
ass. And so Carrie said, let's get you home.
That's the second time on the show I've hit the microphone with my tooth. I'm laughing too much.
But it happens. One must be careful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good warning. I mean, that is a very, and trust somebody. I always consider myself a professional, but these IPAs, you got to mind your P's and Q's right there.
So many letters.
Hey, I found the best flavorful beer I've ever had. Where's my car? Anyway, very scary. We'll take a break and we'll come back. I was given, and everybody was given, a wonderful comedy gift yesterday. We'll talk about it a little bit. He does a comb over if you wanted a hint. We'll take a break. Come right back with the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On this week's edition of the show, Donnie Simpson, who was on the show a month ago. The last time I was on a jet ski, we had vacationed together. And boy, this isn't going to sound good. I think I was on a jet ski with Donnie.
Wait a minute. I'm picturing beach blanket bingo. Maybe. And were you on his shoulders?
Who was in the front and who was in the back?
I was on the back. Definitely.
Oh, who was the top and who was the bottom?
I may be misremembering this. I think it was an instructor, and Donnie had instructed this guy to flip the jet ski, and I wound up underwater.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Very
Welcome
close.
Back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Making trips to the post office is becoming a thing of the past. Live in the now. You don't just need to do it anymore. You need to think stamps.com and get out there and get modern. You already know that going to the post office is a giant hassle. We talk about it all the time. You have to drive there. You wait in the lines. I sound like Roseanne, Danny. You wait in the line. That's an old reference from the 70s. And then you never get even your postage sent the right way. But what you need to know is that you're paying more for postage than you have to when you go to the post office. Stamps.com is the better way. Use your computer and printer to print official U.S. postage right from your desk, then just hand it to your mailman. First class, priority, international. Stamps.com does it all. Any package, any letter, and with Stamps.com, you'll get special postage discounts that you can't even get at the post office. We love it. We use Stamps.com for all of our pipelines, and you'll love it. Act now for a free no-risk trial. $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to stamps.com and click on the microphone and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never go to the post office again.
Speaking of which, I have some stuff to send up to you via stamps.com. How are you with razors?
I think I'm okay, but I could always use more.
All right.
I think that's the way I'm sure. Are you methodical when you're doing that, when you're shaving,
what's
you go
weird
through your
is
blades?
That, the razor is
organized. I mean, is the word.
I can really, you know, I feel it mostly when I shave my head. That's when I can tell it's time to change. But
what about your balls?
Mike, you know, I wax, but the Harry's razors last forever.
They do.
That's the thing.
They're
so
great.
I change them out about every 2 weeks. So
I'll take them. Absolutely.
You betcha.
So yesterday it happened, and I, you know what? I could do the impression, and I will do the impression. You know, hello, it's great. Fantastic, Rob. Yes, I could do it. But I seriously think today is a day for true reflection on this. The man, Donald Trump, you know.
Isn't this, Mike, didn't you feel the way you felt when Arnold announced his candidacy for governor?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like this is
exactly
almost comedically too good to be true.
I'm spectacularly successful. I will be the most successful man who's ever run for president. You know, he is so incredibly deluded. And my thought about this guy is only one thought.
Yeah.
Will this shot at the stars that he's taking here, will that ultimately affect him in his other empires? I don't think it will.
No.
I'm curious what you guys
think.
No, because
you know what? His other empires now, I mean, granted, he's made and lost
this
a lot of money.
This is free advertising for him.
It's carny advertising is what it is.
He's made and lost a lot of money in real estate, which ostensibly is his real career, right? But now he's a cartoon character. Yeah. And this is, you know, this is...
He's a television personality.
Yeah, he's a personality. What's he doing? He's on TV. What's he doing? I don't know, but he's sure on TV.
Well, think about it. He's got... There really is a no-lose situation unless he's got some real big skeletons in his closet that now will be, you know, will come to light.
Exposed, yeah.
But in my eyes, you know, the only people he's hurting is the Republican Party because he's going out of his way... Because once he's a full-fledged candidate, there's going to be so much Trump everywhere, right?
Yeah. And
it's free advertising.
Isn't he going to have, they're going to have to put him on the stage with some of the other guys, you know?
He's going to share the stage with the losers.
And even if he doesn't run a fraction of the campaigns that the other guys run, it's worth the dollars in advertising, at least in my eyes, for dollar. Because that Trump name just becomes more synonymous with power and quote unquote success.
And I have a hunch that his platform will probably be rather kind to the upper echelon of the economic policies. He's going to have a lot of funding behind him, not just his own money. There's going to be big names that are funding what he does.
No, see, I disagree. I don't think he is. He's not taken seriously by the establishment, not even close. I don't think he's going to get money.
You don't think he'll call on friends?
No, because
he'll get enough money to run a campaign, but not the type of dollars.
He might use his own. He might use his own. They're saying he lied about his net worth. He's worth $8 billion. He's more like $4 billion. But you can run a nice little presidential campaign with $4 billion. I think Mitt Romney proved you can run with that kind of money. And I think that you're going to see him probably do a lot of his own financing of a campaign. But I think, Rob, what the real establishment does is they look at electability. Uh-huh. And I think right now he is probably the biggest joke in either party as far as electability. And the thing about it is he is such a supreme a-hole.
Yep.
And he comes across as that. I think he is one of the most deluded men we have ever had in America. And as far as vetting him and finding out any skeletons, the one thing I'd say about that, I don't see that happening because the man's been in the public eye forever, and he's had some skeletons exposed in his, remember, was it Marla Maples? Was that the lady he was
skeleton.
With? That was a great skeleton. Nice looking skeleton.
Strong.
Very nice looking skeleton.
Got her in a Playboy.
But he is so... Americans love to hate Donald Trump, and we also, I think, look at Donald Trump. I think he's branded himself as... Boy, he is so successful. Regardless of what he's done, this is a guy that goes bankrupt with his casinos and comes out and makes it look like, well, my name's on it, but I didn't have anything to do with the bankruptcy.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
So, but again, let's be clear here that he, if anybody, in the way he attacked the Republicans and Democrats, I felt like even as an independent, the only person he hurts is the Republican Party, really, because...
I think you're right. I agree with that.
And they're probably not happy about it, Rob. They're probably not happy about him coming out and attacking them. And just like when you would see the Tea Party come out, the Tea Party doesn't want enough people, more people just kind of distracting from the main message of the party. So that splinters their entire party once again. So now they'd go into the Trump, the Tea Party, and
the third
mainstream
party,
Republicans. So like I said before, no one's going to be able to beat Kankles if all this is going on, right?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. My man Bernie Sanders making some very surprising headway.
Now, does he know who
State
Donald
of
Trump
New
is?
Bernie Sanders.
Look up Bernie Sanders polling, Oscar, and get ready to be surprised.
Mike, if you
not
want
that
a
I
surprise,
really think he's a viable candidate, but I bet I'm supporting him.
If you want a surprise, go to Bernie Sanders' website and see how many decades you can click on his history tab. Because he goes that far back.
He should not put a timeline up. It looks like something you would get in elementary school.
It really does.
It looks
this
like
is
a history
evolution.
Book.
It yeah. does. This it is looks the, like the dinosaurs.
There's pictures of bread lines. There's, it's
the
not
Depression.
Great. It's not so great. Not
Here
so
is the
great.
Quote from Donald Trump. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever
Mike,
created.
Mike, I actually have
I tell
that.
You
if
that.
You like, if you like to hear it, here is the.
Oh, let's hear some of it.
Yeah,
let's
here
see,
we go.
Yeah, here's some of his opening speech.
Oh, Mike, I've got. There's too much to cut up today.
All right, I don't mean to trump your audio vault here.
No, it's fine. Listen. There's plenty. Here he is talking about being a jobs president.
Because the greatest social program is a job. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
I tell God. You that.
And
he's such an a-hole.
And you know what? Let's really get under the chocolate here just for a second. God creates a jobs president? Really?
Yeah,
is that how it works? Because I wasn't aware.
Yeah, give me more. Give me more of
you want
Donald.
A little more? Hold on. What Mac?
Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire is at 31%, but nationally he's at 9%.
9%. Okay, so he's at
9%. Thank you, Mac. Yeah. Appreciate
so
that.
He's polling very well, and he's polling, and obviously that's close to his home state. Thank you, Mac. We appreciate
9%,
it.
9%.
And the percentage of what?
But
living?
Oscar, 9%. Are you surprised at 9% that he's even doing that?
Oh, no.
That's almost double digits. That's not bad. That's really not
that's
bad
not
at all.
Even, but that's 9%.
I know it's 9%, but it's 9%
but when
now,
you say double digits, that we're lucky if he gets to 10 or 12.
It's double digits if you throw in a decimal point.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But wait a minute. You know, Iowa can be a bit of a wild card. If then you go on to New Hampshire after that, and stranger things have happened.
Mike,
you know,
when
I don't
has
think
a
right,
national
think...
candidate with 9% popularity?
Well, he is going to do well in Iowa because a lot of people are going to confuse him with Steve Bridges.
9% in popularity a year before the real race began, I think you might be surprised at people that have come out of nowhere.
This is
Jimmy
Carter
is an example of one president.
This is the first year that I'm going to go public about this because I really don't think I've
what,
ever
that you can't
this.
Legally vote?
No. that's probably important. I am, because we live in this town. This town, right?
Right, and you claim that a vote in D.C. is a meaningless vote.
Yes. I, in my eyes, whatever makes my friends happy, I'm with. Because the odds of me voting are probably slim to none. Because
right.
Because it's really pointless at this point. I know the Democrats are going
to
win in D.C.
Such a horrible thing to say.
And that's just all that's going
to
happen.
But that is so, I mean, if you
Mike,
don't,
I voted for pot reform the first time I voted in a long time. That still hasn't happened.
But the thing
and
is,
and the people said yes, two thumbs up to
yeah,
it.
But we're gonna get to it, man.
But your pragmatism completely negates what we have in our system.
I know, man.
Because
I'm
if
beat down.
everybody felt like you felt,
yes.
then we might as well leave it up to a dictatorship. And
I agree.
Then you're completely out of control. You are when you say what you say. The reason I take issue with it is because you disrespect the system
well,
that you live
now,
in, and
I
that is not
cool. If I lived in
Virginia
or D.C., I mean, Virginia or Maryland, then mm-hmm. I'd definitely vote. There'd
what
be
about
no,
Delaware?
No Delaware, I'd vote as well.
Ohio?
I'm telling you, in D.C., because I live in the District of Columbia, it is
yes.
absolutely pointless.
But you know what? Let me say something to that. I've voted in every election since I've been old enough to vote in an election.
Since Eisenhower, right, Rob?
Exactly, Mike. And you know what? Exactly. I really think Dewey might have won, but we shall see. I'm still awaiting the recount. I don't think that my vote in the grand
scheme... That was Truman, by the way.
That's right.
Dewey defeats Truman, yes.
The great headline.
That's true. Dewey defeats Truman. Yeah, that's a famous one. Go ahead.
I don't think my vote is, you know, a game changer, and a lot of times I vote.
But in Virginia, it is.
Is it?
It absolutely is in Virginia.
Because when it gets right down to it.
That is always a battleground state, Rob.
When
you should
it
know
gets
this
right
about Virginia. You live in the state. It is always a battleground state. People are fighting hand and fist for that state.
But has anyone ever won an election in Virginia by one vote?
No, but
okay,
that's
ridiculous.
But what I'm saying, let me finish.
Yes.
If I didn't vote, it wouldn't change anything, but I dig the privilege of voting because
I
that's
respect it as well.
What the states are built
the
on.
The privilege of voting in the District of Columbia is a farce.
Well, no, but is the District of Columbia part of the United States of America?
And yes.
therefore, a national system of voting for president.
We don't even have representation in Congress.
You're not answering the question. Is it part of the United States?
Yes.
And it's part of the system.
Yes.
So it is a privilege to be able to vote. Whether or not your vote is meaningful is sort of, you know, it's to the side.
Yeah, but yours is 100% meaningful.
Maybe it's just because my priorities are in line.
Both of you should vote. Even if you don't think it's going to matter, you should
I always do. I always
do.
I'm going to vote for whoever's the underdog.
Good plan.
And then I'll see how that works.
So you mean in the presidential election? Yes. That's how you're going to do it?
So right now, Mike, it's between Sanders and Trump.
That's a great way that he's covering it. That's the way he's covering it. Well, that's the primary. You're not going to vote in the Democrat. You're not a registered Democrat.
Oh, he's not going to make it?
Well, no, you're not going to vote for him in the primary because you're not a registered Democrat.
He won't beat Clinton?
No, you're not a registered Democrat. Listen to what I'm saying to you.
I'm a registered Democrat. I am.
Oh, you can vote in the primary. Then vote for my man. Yeah, wait a minute.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be exciting. And you know what? That is an area in the District of Columbia, Oscar, where you may make a real difference.
Really?
With the number of, you know, with the population and that, you know, D.C.
Chelsea Clinton went to high school two blocks up the road. Do you think people are voting for Bernie over Hillary? No chance.
I think the people that Chelsea Clinton went to high school with are not the people that vote in the District of Columbia, if you get my drift. Thank you very much. We will take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. Say my name, you know, morons. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I want to tell you about Touch of Modern. Love, 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 love this website. Touchofmodern.com. You want to have a fun afternoon surfing for cool stuff? Millions of people have already made touchofmodern.com their source for daily discoveries of great one-of-a-kind products at prices you will not believe. This site is always cool. It's always changing. There is always new stuff there, and they scour the globe for unique design-focused products. That means one of a kind to forge your style. They've got all sorts of tech gadgets up there. They have an incredible selection of watches and unique watches too. Cool ones. They've got men's fashion, accessories, and they're sure to get you noticed. Touch of Modern has new sales launching every single day. It's the one website that elevates your lifestyle with a single click. Be cool, baby. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. It's different all the time. They update it. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. If you want to have a fun afternoon, check out touchofmodern.com and do it today, and we thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Did we do the letters? No, right?
We haven't done the mailbag yet.
Yes.
We should do that right now. That's a good idea. Thank you very much. Get right to it, Rob.
Oh, Mike, you know why? Because, oh, my goodness, hold on. It's not about us, Mike.
Right. It's about sleeping during a show. It's about complete Rob and Mike absolutely out of it, fat, brains just addled with alcohol and calories just going, what? And then the skinny Bolivian has to come in and go, did we do that? And then we go, day.
It just it always throws me off when he pays attention.
Isn't it great, though, having him pay attention?
I don't know. It's very unusual.
It helps the show. Happy 13th birthday to Jensen Null of Anderson, South Carolina. He will observe his birthday while enduring an 80-hour drive out west with his parents.
Wow.
80 hours? Where the hell is he going?
Well, I think they're cutting through a few backyards.
Argentina?
Wally World?
Argentina!
Out west. 80 hours. You know, I'm somebody that tends to... is it really an 80-hour drive? Now Oscar's
that
saying
can't
typo.
Be.
Well, you saw it.
Where's
he going? These together.
They did not give the details, but I checked it. 80 hours.
Maybe he is going cross-country.
Yeah, well, that could be 20 miles an hour.
it could be the summer-like driving, or he's driving everywhere. You
could
know,
be.
Little,
yeah, they could
10-hour
be.
Trips mm-hmm. everywhere.
Well, 4 days across the country, that's about right.
Okay. Well, it's 20 hours a day. Yeah.
There you go.
So, well, happy 13th birthday. Enjoy that time in the car.
Good
man,
luck.
I know you're 13, but I sure wish you could smoke. Any advice on surviving this ordeal? That's it. That's it. Light up.
Light up. Spark up.
Yep. Cameron Chad would like to wish his box wife, Lisa Chad, a happy birthday. She turned 39 on Monday. Happy birthday, baby. Hello to the Enters. Leanne Enter and Kevin Enter. Both have birthdays this month. Happy birthday, Enters. It is our pleasure to entertain both of you.
Nice.
Another Chad. Chad Bass. What a great name, Chad Bass.
I caught a couple of them, Mike, but I had to throw them back. They're too small.
Chad Bass. He's got a big mouth. Anyway, no, he doesn't. That's a Bass joke. I apologize. Chad Bass has a birthday. I caught you a delicious bass this weekend. As usual, he'll get screwed with a combination birthday Father's Day gift. That does suck. But dry your eyes, Chad. Take comfort in the fact that the gift came from the TMOS Amazon portal. Yay!
Nice. That's the gift that keeps on giving, Mike.
Dan Morrow has a birthday, and according to Anne Hayes, he's the best man in the world. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great? I'd love to have my lady say that about me.
Yeah, I would like it would be a science fiction film if Carrie said it about me.
Apparently, Anne has never met Jimmy Cerrito, though.
Hi there! Hey.
Happy fifth birthday to Jameson. Oh, the booze? No,
it's a little guy.
Sorry, I got booze on the brain today. His favorite show regular is Charlie. Well, isn't that wonderful? Charlie is his favorite. Let's go.
Oh, Charlie.
Smiling Irish bastard, smiling Irish bastard, smiling Irish bastard.
Charlie loves the beer interviews.
Oh, by the way, no free swag for me. No volunteer of a, hey, we'll send you a case.
You know what?
Just that we don't ship. That's what he said. That's what the guy. What a waste of my time.
I read that in between the lines when he said, we can't keep up with demand for paying customers.
I know.
That's when they don't hand it out.
That's exactly
what it is. I think if you went down there, they'd take care of you.
They might comp your wings.
Yeah, that's more effort I'm going to expend. Anyway, happy birthday to the beautiful Shannon Graham Cornell. Well, that's a nickel name.
Isn't nice.
She's kind, funny, and generous, just like Rob. she has expressly forbidden me from saying her age, but I can tell you that it's more than 45 and less than 47. Shannon loves the show and especially enjoys Mike's DC train conductor, which she has personally heard to be accurate. Thank you, Michael. Well, shall we do the train conductor?
Do.
Do you have it ready to go?
Yes, sir. Orange Line. Orange Line at Metro's Farragut China. Farragut China left Green Line to America South Gap.
Hey, conductor.
This Falls Church left doors open.
Conductor, what? Have you heard about Donald Trump's announcement that he's going to run?
Ah, yeah, okay. The Metro Line, dumbass. Dumbass is what? Dumbass. Spectacular, good, big.
Mike,
yes.
It's gotten so bad on the metro here that they're running trains, and someone caught this, thank God for cell phones. One of the doors on one of the newest train series was open during the entire ride. Like it never closed. So they had to pull all the new cars off the tracks to figure out why the doors were just staying open.
It was so great. It's moving at like 50 miles an hour, and you just see the wall zooming by.
How scary. Even if you were sitting on the other side of the train, how freaky scary would that be if you saw
but you
that?
Know,
that
for the first time in the summertime, there was a lovely breeze on the metro.
Nobody was shticky. Next letter says, hey guys, I started a chapter of Heroes on the Water here in the D.C. area last year. We provide kayak fishing outings to active duty and former warriors. Great organization, especially those that are suffering from physical and mental injuries. It seems that the relaxing group activity really helps them out. A mention on the show could really help any veterans out there that are suffering from PTSD or depression. Well, here you go. This is their national website, heroesonthewater.org. That is a wonderful group. I saw some coverage on that when I was in the D.C. area. One of the things I have to do is wash the 14 kayaks we have, which can be a tedious process. Loading and unloading the boats and the trailer for every outing. Now, during the whole washing process, my mind is constantly bombarded with boat, 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 boat. Thanks in advance for the opportunity to get our name out. I have listened to Mike since 98. Carl Schwartz, and it's heroesonthewater.org. We'll give you a plug for
lots
that.
Lots of local chapters, but you can find it through the National right there.
Next letter says, hey, fellas, Joe Garrison's 36th birthday was pretty, pretty, pretty good. did you know that Salad Fingers, the Gingerbread Man, and the Don Knotts ghost get together? Is he requesting all of those simultaneously?
Well, he wants a voice from everybody, yeah.
They get together once a month over beers and complain about the interns. I wonder, much too ambitious.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I tried for
do you
Joe.
Really? Do you really? Well, Oscar sounds disappointed.
Yeah,
Rob,
I never
are you motivated
to
do this? Let me get the Salad Fingers.
Well, because Salad Fingers never interacts with any of the other characters.
No, he doesn't.
Right. Okay, all right. We'll give it a go. Here all we right. go. All right, let me turn it on. Hold all on right. just a second.
Hello.
Hi, Sal.
Hello, Don Knotts.
Do you know what I hate? I hate the interns.
What do you think, gingerbread man?
Oh, they're just so rusty.
They're gone nuts.
Yes.
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah.
Take the gingerbread man and pluck his eye out with a rusty spoon.
I'll shoot it with the one bullet I carry in my pocket.
Mom, my gumdrop Bible.
Gingerbread man, hang Don Knotts on a metal hook.
My cookie arm is gonna break. He's too heavy.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. There you go. I'm sorry. That's over. All right. That's why
that
I hate
fun.
Those kind
that
of requests.
Was fun.
I thought it was fun.
That's good. All right,
it was like
right
the Upright Citizens Brigade. Just a little bit of improv for you.
Third city.
Maybe fourth.
Keep up the fight. All right. Next letter. I just found out that my wonderful husband, Scott, forgot to request a birthday greeting for me again.
Way to go, Scott.
I turned 40 on June 9th, and as I spend my birthday week guzzling beer at a homebrew conference, I would like to have the Big O yell at me for not keeping it tight. That's Leanne Berquist.
Leanne, nobody likes those rolls.
Oh.
You don't either.
There you go.
Muffin tops, no one's into them. That's just not okay. Do this. Look down below. Know that you're better than that. Throw some sit-ups together on a daily basis. Run a few miles and you'll be A-OK.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful. Leanne Berquist, that one's for you. Next letter says, gentlemen, on episode 1308, Oscar called Todd Moore an architect. It's time for Oscar to get a pep talk. Todd Moore is not an architect. He may have designed and constructed a world-famous app, but it's not a world-famous building.
Yeah.
Mm.
He may have worked as many all-nighters as an architect, but he didn't have to be taught by egotistical professors to get an accredited degree in architecture, to work under the presence of self-important bosses, to accomplish an intern program, and to pass 9 separate exams to earn the title of architect. I urge you to refrain from using the word architect to describe a designer and constructor of a code that creates an application that puts me to sleep. When he has a license to practice architecture in the Commonwealth of Virginia, then his title will be architect.
Wow.
What about?
He may have his app featured in Starbucks, but an architect designed and inspected the construction site of the building that Starbucks rents, designed the interior space of that Starbucks, and made sure the contractor followed that design so that the cute barista could deliver his hot latte in 60 seconds. Thank you for obeying my professional wishes. Kelly Robeson, architect.
Wow. You hit some buttons.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show, man. Appreciate
it's
it.
Kinda, you just that was like a Facebook exchange. That
yeah,
Oscar
it was.
Has. Next letter. Next week marks the birthday of Bridget Manley. We have a letter from her husband, Court, and here's what he writes. TMOS has been a part of our relationship from the beginning, and we cherish having our mailbag as a venue to celebrate significant life events. I hope you could do me the honor of reading this message on your show so that I can let Bridget know how much I truly value her ability to raise our child, maintain our home, and work a real job to boot. She is a champion wife and mother, and I'm lucky to be her husband. Thanks, TMOS, and keep bringing the funny. Editor's note. There is nothing quite like a manly woman. Rob liked it so much that he wanted to credit himself for it.
That was the only reason I wrote that letter.
That's
in there.
The editor's that. Yeah. Hola, last letter here. I think it's the last letter, is it?
No, you have a fifth page.
Oh, fifth page. Okay. Hola, my East Coast podcast amigos. My 49th birthday is this Saturday, and I'd love to get a shout out on this week's It's All About You segment. I listen to a lot of different podcasts each week, but TMOS is and always will be my number one flagship show. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your willingness to exploit your tragic personal lives for the sake of my entertainment and amusement. Thank you for appreciating that.
Yes.
I have a great summer. Have a great summer, he says, you hilarious bastards. That's from Jeff Long in Sacramento. P.S. Happy birthday to you too, Mike. I'm sure you finally recall meeting me at your first live appearance in Sacramento in 1994. I know I do. I remember you.
Sure.
I remember, but Jeff, it was a long time ago, but I remember you were wearing blue.
There you go.
And our last letter, very brief letter, all right?
It's a request.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
We close with a letter that came with a special request that it be read by Rob. Aww. Rob has the letter, so take it away, Rob.
Spiro. Thank you. Dear Mailbag.
Ooh.
He spells it M-A-L-E.
Very formal.
Yes. Once again, I am writing to ask a favor on the upcoming Monday birthday of a good friend who has fallen on hard times. After a long run as part of the elite 1%, he had a sudden fall from grace and had to give up the rich and famous lifestyle to which he had become accustomed. Gone were the days of jetting off to the Super Bowl, trips to New York, and his impressive collection of cars. Alas, he was able to salvage some happiness by marrying his child bride and bringing a new bundle of joy into the world. But I'm worried for him. This summer...
F that. I am not a part. I was never a part of the 1%, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Mike. It's going to break his heart. And it's a guy you love.
Come on.
It's a guy you love.
Oh, my God. All right. Keep reading.
Let me pick up
a
few pieces from the explosion. I think I can piece this together. This summer, he doesn't even have access to his favorite remaining toy, his boat.
Boat, that's right.
And now he is holed up in a primitive, knotty pine cabin in the backwoods of the Northeast after having fled his small shack in Cocoonville.
That's got to be Dirk. It's got to be Dirk. He is officially named the domicile up here, Knotty Pine. I'm going
to
keep it.
Please ask your listeners to help me get my friend back to the front of the plane and back to a new car Tuesday by purchasing the TMOS bonus show. Yeah. I know it would mean the world to him.
Thank you, Dirk.
If Betty Davis could wish my friend Mike a happy 56th birthday.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Dirk Vastrick.
Yeah, well, where's my Betty Davis? That's that I do like. I enjoy that. I truly
look
do.
At you! 56!
God. Not yet. Not yet. It's not too early.
It's coming on Monday. You're gonna have your birthday. Are you gonna eat your cake?
Yes, Carl asked me what kind of cake I wanted. I said I want regular birthday cake. You know the kind of birthday cake? It's the white icing with the white cake or the yellow cake.
Non-gluten free. You want regular
cake. Icing with lard. It'll taste wonderful.
I requested that on the morning of my birthday that I get to go out to breakfast and order anything I want at breakfast. That's what I want. But I was thinking about it. This whole low-calorie, Carla maintains what I'm doing, and I still get to have an IPA once in a while. It's really, really slow weight loss, but it is weight loss.
That's good.
But, I mean, is that what I want to give myself for my birthday gift, that I just want to go out and gain 2 pounds that it'll take me 2.5-3 weeks to lose.
Look who's been in.
What you want to do is
think of another tree.
Yeah.
A one that won't put
Maybe
on
something
weight.
Carla could do for you.
Yeah. Oh, Mike's, yeah.
Then Mike's going to go to the casino. That's another destructive habit. That's another.
Oh, he'll lose weight in his wallet. Yeah.
Maybe an old carton of Marlboro Lights. Just burn them during the entire day.
Carton?
You know, a whole carton. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, how are you? How was your birthday weekend? It was fantastic, boys. Anyway, thanks to all the people that send that stuff into the mailbag. We truly, truly appreciate
it. Pony, how much is a carton of smokes now? I saw it at a 7-Eleven.
And by the way, what is your status? Have you made any effort whatsoever to stop regular cigarettes? Yeah. Is it all vape now?
I've got the vape right here with me. I'm phasing out regular cigarettes with the vape.
He's still smoking. I see him outside
God
when I get
it,
here.
Damn it, Pony.
Come on, man. Hey, yeah.
Come on, Pony. Do you really think you're phasing it out? How many cigarettes are you smoking? Smoking a day.
A hell of a lot less than I used to. I mean, I don't know the exact count, but I'm trying to do.
Do you go through
a
pack, maybe?
Probably a little bit less than a pack a day.
It's a start.
You know what? I'll encourage you, but please. I don't want to be.
It's working down.
Look, can I be really serious for a
second?
Please.
I mean, I know that Rob and I eat like crap, and that's why we got big and fat, and that's dangerous in and of itself.
It is.
But smoking, as you know, Pony, and I know, because we both had dads that died because of smoking, you know what? It scares the crap out of me, and I don't want to be, you know, you're a hell of a lot younger than I am, and I don't want you to get sick while we're doing this show. I'd rather have it happen the old-fashioned way, where, like, I physically murder you. That's what I'd like to have. Thank you very much. That's my little pony quit smoking.
That's a good pep talk. Yeah.
That's good speech. We'll take a break. I'm back. So weird.
You gotta die on my terms, son.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Rob, whatever happened with that Last Comic Standing audition?
I turned them down.
You also auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Yeah, I got it, but it just didn't feel right for me, so I said no.
Well, what's happening with the regulars?
I'm pretty sure it's in development, maybe.
Well, I'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend.
Well, that's good. You headlining?
No, I'm just hanging out, seeing a show.
All right, we're successful. Rob and Joe Show. Listen every week, robandjoeshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by a new sponsor on our show, Graze.com. Mm. That's Graze.com. They have incredible snacks, and everybody knows snacking healthy is a very hard thing to do. Well, at Graze.com, they help you do it the right way. Graze.com can show you the healthy side of snacking, and now you can try it for free if you use that wonderful code that we love to give you, TMOS. Graze.com is a snack service that delivers tasty and nutritious snacks right to your home or office. The snacks are perfectly proportioned packs that are perfect for when you're on the go, and they're perfect for snacking without overdoing it. We just were talking about that. With over 100 unique snack creations, there is always something new and different to try. How about punchy protein nuts with a chili lime twist? That is so delicious and so unique. 7 grams of protein with that as well. Every delivery at Graze.com is a personalized healthy snack box customized to your taste preferences. Plus, each snack in your box is approved by Graze.com's nutritionist and contains no GMOs, no artificial flavors, and no trans fats, so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Go to Graze.com, that's Graze.com right now, to get a free trial box that includes 4 of their top-rated and most delicious snacks. Just remember to use our special code. That's TMOS. That's Graze.com, and the code is TMOS, and you can do it now and get your free box of snacks, everybody.
News!
We had the story yesterday or the day before, I forgot which one, where Dave Grohl was a money metal rocker and actually performed on stage with a broken leg.
Yeah, it was on Monday we talked about Monday. That, yeah.
He refused to end a Foo Fighters concert after falling off the stage and breaking his leg, but they won't be able to save their tour. In an open letter to the band's website, Dave says the injury was worse than expected and that he needed surgery. He went under the knife this week. He had 6 metal screws inserted, and he's unable to perform right now. He says, quote, "My doctors have advised me to lay low for a while. The most important thing now is for me to keep my leg elevated so as to keep the swelling down and prevent any infection complication that could do long-term damage." Can't blame him for that. "I'm not out of the woods yet, folks, which means, and it kills me to say it, we have to cancel shows. I'm really so sorry. You know I hate to do it, but I'm afraid it's just not physically possible for me at the moment. So this month's European tour scrapped." Bad news for people over there. But hey, it's Europe. Who cares, right?
Exactly. Come on. It wasn't that long ago we were fighting them.
They're supposed to begin a long stretch of North American dates on July 4th. Unclear if Dave will be ready to return to the road then or not. So
he's got,
I like Dave Grohl.
They're supposed to be headlining the July 4th show at RFK Stadium.
Oh, that's right.
It's friggin' huge, right? That's, and they've almost sold out the entire stadium.
It's going to be a super drag for the promoters if he's still hobbling
we'll find
here.
Out.
Boy, you know, July 4th, pretty lofty with 6 screws in your leg. I don't know whether that's going to happen, but you know, if he sits, maybe they could do
he's
that.
He's not the kind of guy who sits.
I know. He doesn't do that.
Yeah.
We recently saw 13-year-old Blanket Jackson's yearbook photo, which showed that he was going by Beegie Jackson.
Well, that's better.
Or is it BG? It's B-E-E-G-H-E-E. That's the pronouncer. Is that Beegie?
Beige?
I think it's beige.
Beige.
Beige. BG. BG.
Beige.
I just want... anyway, an alleged insider explains the situation to Radar Online. Quote, "He changed his name informally from Blanket to BG before entering middle school," or BG, "before entering middle school because he hated getting bullied and made fun of. He always thought the name Blanket sounded so stupid, you think?"
Wow.
Biggie, Blanket, Jackson.
Yeah. Maybe he could say he was an Afghan.
Radar says Beegie is of German origin and means, quote, "idealistic, sensitive, inspirational, and a weird father." No, that's terrible.
That's horrible.
I didn't mean that. No.
Can't be true.
So do you blame the kid for changing the name from Blanket?
Blanket's the worst.
Blanket's a dumb name.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Blanket.
And, I always wonder about those kids.
It could be BT.
I always assumed that Blanket was like the nickname and there had to be a real name.
But actually, you know, his real name is Blanket.
With the whole Rachel Dolezal racial identity thing, those questions kind of stopped, didn't it? About Michael Jackson's children and whether he was indeed the real father of those children. Yeah. Wasn't there some doctor they thought may have actually been the real father?
Yes.
But they've never answered those questions, have they?
No,
has it ever really been identified?
They've moved on to another TMZ adventure.
There you go. Fuck. Your American car might not be all that American. Yahoo analyzed just how American cars really are based on where they're assembled, where their parts come from, and where their parent company reports its earnings and pays taxes.
Wow.
This is it. You know, I don't even read the story. That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're made, where their parent company pays taxes, and meanwhile, yeah, let's give them some breaks because they support the country.
Sure.
Come on. The five least American cars are the Chevy Spark, the Ford Fiesta.
Are they still making the obvious Fiesta?
Yeah, they are, and they're selling. It's the kind of the lower tier Ford, and it's kind
neon.
Of... It's kind of a step down from a Fusion, yeah, right? Would that be a...
But I would assume it's not steps. American, Mike, because the name is Fiesta.
Right, Ford Fiesta. It's made in Mexico.
And it's fun.
Chevy Trax, Buick Encore, and Cadillac SRX. All five are made in either South Korea or Mexico, mostly using foreign parts. The five most American cars... Here you go, people.
Fingers crossed.
Here you go, right now.
Yeah.
The Buick Enclave.
Nice. Okay.
Beautiful car.
The Cadillac CTS Coupe.
Ooh. Beautiful.
The Chevy Corvette.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, baby.
Nice.
The Chevy
Stingray
Corvette.
That new Stingray is beautiful.
I do love the Corvette.
Fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
Mm. I'm driving an American-made Chevy Corvette. Not totally American. Anyway, the Chevy Traverse and the GMC Acadia.
Nice.
Near and dear to my heart up here in Acadia National
Very
Park.
Very nice.
But what about foreign cars that are actually more American-made than a lot of American cars? Now, that's interesting, too. It's a sword that cuts both ways.
John Crawford.
The top five are the Honda Odyssey, Toyota Camry, Toyota Sienna, the Acura RDX, and the Honda Accord.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've always heard that about... Honda has a lot of factories
and
in,
so
in this
Toyota,
country.
And so does Toyota, yes.
Yeah,
that's
Toyota
nice.
Does, too. So that's a good thing. You know, not much more to say about that, I guess. Now, moving right along, a new study analyzed more than 1.1 million tweets from the past year and looked at how often people tweeted about loving their job versus hating their job. Here are the four big things they found. Number one, Americans are about four times more likely to tweet that they love their job than they hate their job. We're most likely to hate our jobs in the summer, shocker,
yep,
and least likely around the holidays. Number two, the states with the best ratio of people loving their jobs versus hating them are all in the West. Hawaii, Utah, Oregon, California, and Washington.
Mm.
There are 9.7 positive tweets about jobs for every one negative tweet in Hawaii. Well, why not, right?
I am so sick of picking pineapples.
There it is. Thank you very much. Number three, the states with the worst ratios of love to hate are Florida, West
Hold
Virginia.
It. You'd have to have a job to complain about it, right?
Yeah, but they hate to work in Florida.
Sure.
People hate to work in Florida. Everybody does. I swear to God, you want to talk about meet somebody that's working, say, cutting hair. As I met one lady, and well, there were those real evil people. But then I had another haircut from another lady down there that just said, "I hate it here," and she was in
wow.
Palm trees and stuff. Florida, West Virginia,
West Virginia,
yeah,
Delaware, Ohio. And, ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Yeah.
Let me give it to you. Virginia!
Yay!
Whoa! There are only 2.9 positive tweets about jobs for every one negative tweet in Florida. So,
I never understood going on social media and saying how much you hate your job.
It's really, you're not
stupid.
Going to get a good return on it.
The odds of someone seeing that at work... Maybe a
right.
manager.
Absolutely.
Pretty high.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. Well,
yes.
Got to consider the source with those kind of employees,
yeah,
too. And number four, women are more likely to post their feelings about their jobs than men. Ladies.
Broads, man. What can you do? Can't live with them.
But men, Rob, are more likely to say something negative. So there you go. Women will talk about their jobs, but the men will say something negative.
Well, because
so
a negative comment will get things done.
I actually have another tip, and I don't work there anymore. But when I worked at Earthwalk, I loved working there. Right?
Sure.
I had a great support system there, and my manager was awesome. but one of the assistants there.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
I stayed there for four years. So, one of my assistants that worked, and I had four people that worked in my department. She was on Facebook writing how much she hated her job. She was a graphic artist,
mm-hmm. right?
And I remember I had said, "Hey, you might want to not do that because we're all kind of connected here in this building."
Sure.
I know you're frustrated.
It's when you ran down to her office, right? Opened the door and said, "Stop putting that stuff online, Kara."
I know you're frustrated. No, it wasn't Kara.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Kara would do something like that, but no. Okay.
What a treat for long-time listeners.
So I said, and then a month later, the president of the company came to my office and said, "You have to figure out what you're going to do with so-and-so because I just saw her Facebook page and has all these complaints about what we're doing here."
Wow.
Like specific stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, it's dumb.
It was curtains. You know,
and that's all it takes. So shut up. Keep your mouth closed. I mean, really, if you want to keep
your
job.
Cash and a paycheck.
Absolutely. Knock it off. Stop that.
Didn't complain about that.
Yeah.
And now a little something something. 29-year-old Justin Morris of Lincoln, Nebraska broke into a house on Friday night, stole exactly two things, a TV and a package of thick-cut bacon. Then he took off. The burglary was so minimal that the woman who lives there didn't know she'd been robbed for 12 full hours. When she figured it out, she called the cops. They realized they had already caught Justin. They found him passed out drunk on a lawn two blocks from a house several hours earlier with a TV next to him and a slab of bacon in his pocket. At the time, they just sent him home. There's a good call.
Yeah.
But now they could connect him to the burglary, so they went back to his place and arrested him. If you're wondering why he took what he took, well, TVs are great, and everything goes better with bacon. Am I right, bitches? We have to take a break. We'll come back with the audio of all Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody.
Hi, this is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The AmeriCast, where Marcus Serta serves as my sidekick. But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening diet. Besides, I love Katie, and Rob loves me. It's a strange love triangle, but you can truly feel the magic in the air. Cake and Cookies. Subscribe on iTunes or listen on the TMOS app. Mermelstein out.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Thank you, Stephen.
It's a good read.
Stephen Mermelstein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, buying and selling a house is probably the biggest decision you will make in your lifetime. You need to do it with the best realtor, not somebody that somebody recommended at a cocktail party. Do it with statistics, just like real business people do. You need HomeLight. HomeLight is the best new way to find your perfect real estate agent. HomeLight's technology analyzes home sales data and client reviews to find the best agent for you based on actual past performance. Whether you're buying or selling, you need HomeLight. HomeLight was founded by Stanford grads and is backed by Google. HomeLight agents are all top 5% producers and are proven to sell faster and for up to a 9% higher selling price. They are experts in marketing and prepping your home for sale. Plus, they are honest, professional, and reliable. HomeLight has already helped thousands of folks in D.C. and all over the U.S. buy and sell their homes. Best of all, HomeLight is absolutely free for our listeners, and you get a $200 gift card when you buy or sell with a HomeLight agent. Here's what I want you to do. Visit HomeLight.com today. That's HomeLight.com. Click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and enter the promo code TMOS to contact your perfect agent through the HomeLight website. Or call them 844-321-AGENT and tell them that Mike sent you. HomeLight.com, the best way to find a real estate agent. And speaking of real estate agents, ladies and gentlemen, now a man who would love to sell that barn in Leesburg that he's living in, and he needs a real estate agent. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday. This is the 16th, 17th? It's the 17th of June, 2015. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
What a happy day in Oakland, Mike, as the Golden State Warriors have their first title in 600 years.
Congratulations.
Nice fake, gets a good open look, and misses the three. Rebound Iguodala, foul from behind with 10.6 remaining, and that will do it. A little bit of a scare here down the final couple of minutes, and the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years. And how sweet it must be for those crazy, loyal Bay Area fans.
You know what I found out is because they're the Warriors, which starts with a W, some of their fans call them the Dubs. Go Dubs!
Yes, and now the official state sound and city sound of Cleveland, ladies and gentlemen.
LeBron.
Sorry about that.
Well, they came in second. That's not bad.
Yeah, but you know what? I was kind of feeling for that. That's a long-suffering city, and I always like to see, you know, when they have that go on, I like to see them actually pull it out. But it didn't happen, so Cleveland.
They overbid.
Thank you very much.
They overbid. In my eyes, last night, Jeb Bush lost the presidential election because he went on Jimmy Fallon, and he slow-jammed the news.
Yesterday in Miami, I formally announced my candidacy for President of the United States. I thought long and hard about this decision, and after careful consideration, I determined that now was the right time to launch my campaign for the Republican nomination.
Oh, yeah. The governor thought long and hard about joining the GOP race.
See, what troubles me is that...
Oh, so much troubles me about that. I mean, it's just not funny.
It's not funny, and yet Oscar and Pony are laughing.
Oh, I smiled a little
bit. Oh, you smirked. And it's
doesn't
just...
Doesn't mean I'm going to vote for the man.
But it's just, you don't do that. Don't, that's not presidential. And if you're trying
But no, the thing about it was, when he did it with the president,
right,
that was irreverent enough in a one-shot deal, and now he does it. Doesn't he do it with everybody? Doesn't
anyone will say
everybody?
Yes, I think. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We would as well. You know, we would take if you had the option to have the president of the United States on the actual show, and then we could have Jeb Bush, who just announced his campaign, on the show. We
and
would
do a bit and do a bit with us. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know what?
It's entertainment. But it's not on Fallon.
That's the way I look at it.
What I'm saying
it's not entertaining entertainment, but it's entertainment.
Yeah. I'm not putting it on Fallon. I'm putting it on Jeb Bush. He should.
Well,
be
no,
doing
Jeb Bush. I don't. Jeb Bush. It's a national exposure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, national exposure looking foolish though.
You know, I watched it. I mean, he's done it a few times, and it was funny the first couple of times I saw it. I look at it just as the bit alone, you know, as the bit. And Jeb Bush has kind of a weird way of reading, too, when I'm looking at his eyes, you know. He kind of has those straining eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like, it'd be like if I was doing, this portion of the Mike O'Mara show is brought to you by Grays.com. We'd like to welcome Andrew Gagan from the Andrew Gagan Brewing. Hi, everybody.
It's
Thank
a Ustream day. Yeah, why right, can't exactly. he come off as intelligent and wise like Kim Kardashian does?
Oh, please.
She just released a video yesterday. They did a layout on her on Glamour magazine. Mike, do you take Glamour?
Oh, every day.
Yeah. Glamour asked Kim Kardashian to write a letter to herself in the year 2025.
Oh, my
and
God.
And these are the things that she finds important.
Dear Kim, when you read this, you'll be 10 years older in the year 2025. I hope this is where you are. When it comes to how you feel about your body, remember to be kind to yourself and enjoy how you look now.
That's her first priority. Okay, what? If you're writing a letter to yourself in 25 or 10 years, remember your body, okay?
Because you're not getting any younger. May you continue to feel blessed and grateful. Since North is now 12, I hope you remember that preteens are going through a lot. I know junior high is really tough, so remember to have a lot of patience. I trust that you will still be the queen of contouring. May science invent a mysterious and delicious green juice to keep you tan forever. Are you still filming Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Wow.
Are you still decorating our dream home? Are selfies still a thing? Are the terms bae and on fleek so 2015? If not, am I still on fleek?
All
if
right.
you haven't broken the
rule. Is there more? Why are we playing this?
My thought on this is that she has one opportunity. She can be stupid as a box of rocks in real life.
Yes.
But if she has an opportunity to write something or have a handler write something that makes her not look so stupid and vapid as she is, that's the best she can come out with?
That's what we get.
That's it.
What we get.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's it. And look, I was talking about her yesterday to somebody, and I was saying is our culture now.
Yeah.
That's what we have now. That's what kids are, believe it or not, that's the way it works in America. That's what kids are going to be aspiring to, and that's scary to me.
In 10 years, I want to believe that she's not going to be the factor that we thought she was today.
Unless they invent that special green juice.
You know, I'd like to go a little loftier and think that maybe in 10 years that a pendulum is swung, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we're putting a premium on some intellectual accomplishment.
No, it's going to be fixed. People, things are going to be fixed in 10 years because President Trump will be finishing his second term.
And, yay!
And just real quick, you know what? He likes China.
I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Am I supposed to dislike him?
But he doesn't like Mexico.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
Mike, they're rapists.
What an a-hole.
He is such a...
Let that comment hang in the air and for just a moment, and I'll say, yes, that's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
They're rapists.
Nice foreign policy.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah. My God.
Good neighbor policy.
Another Mike O'Meara show is in the books. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's join us tomorrow for another edition of the Mike O'Meara Show. Want to send us something? Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, just like we had today. It's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Please support our bonus show content. We would really appreciate that. You can pay with a credit card. Check it out at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Remember, that is a major way that you can support the Mike O'Meara Show, and I think you'll get a kick out of it, too.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to talk all about bucket lists, and I'm going to wear a dress during the show.
Nice.
No, I'm lying about that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Yo-ho!
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Meara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now, you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.